There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
To another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 10th edition. Hope everybody's Monday went good for you. Coors as expected, but we have a nice 12-game slate, our biggest slate to break down so far on the season, inching closer to those 15-game big, massive slates. We got 12-gamer on tap, lots and lots of big-time pitching. So value is tough to find out there unless you really like to sweat it out. So if you're going to get your Coors or your big bats, you're going to have to really, really, really go for it. Otherwise, you're going to have to put it on the table against some of these big guns, which you might be able to do, because they're not all going to be perfect. We know that for a fact. So let's kick it off. In your weather, overall, doesn't look like a ton of rain problems. Doesn't look like a bunch of wind. You know, Seattle, Kansas City blowing out to left center at about 10 miles an hour, nothing crazy. Blowing out in San Francisco, you've seen it's not the greatest impact there, especially at night. Marine layer and everything, it doesn't do much. But let's look at your totals on the game. There's two early games. We're not going to worry about those. We got Braves, Nationals, 7.5. Reds, Phillies, 7.5. Blue Jays, Orioles, 8.5. Mets, Marlins, 8. Yankees, Red Sox, 7. Angels, Rangers, 9. Astros, Twins, 8. Brewers, Cardinals, 7.5. Mariners, Royals, 8.5. Coors Field, Padres, Rockies at 10. A's, Dodgers, 7.5. D-backs, Giants, 7. So as you can tell, there's a lot of 7, 7.5s, 8s, lots of lower totals. And that is in large part thanks to the big-time pitching. Your big team totals on the slate, you got Colorado, of course, Padres. But then you got like the Angels against Martin Perez, the Nationals versus Fulton Nevich, Phillies versus Cincinnati, so on and so forth. But there's only one end of the fives, and that's Colorado. So going to be some good pitching today. You got to navigate the minefields and see which ones blow up. Tough day, but could be a fun day of DFS action. So let's get into your pitching. Top priced arm, there's five guys over $10,000. And your top priced guy is Jacob DeGrom at $12,400. DeGrom has been outstanding to start the season. That's not saying much, but coming off a 21.3-point performance at Washington, he had 26 points against the St. Louis Cardinals. He's gone almost six innings in both starts, striking out a ton, 5-7, 12 total Ks in 11 2/3 innings. So a K per 9 for DeGrom is outstanding. And he's facing a Miami team that just is not good at baseball, but can't surprise you. But they can be very pesky. We saw what they did to Syndergaard, and I kind of hinted on that yesterday. They have those moments, but on tonight's slate, if you're going to pay all the way up, he's outstanding at 12-4. The K upside against the Marlins team that strikes out almost over 25% of the time. It's one of the higher strikeout rates on the slate. It's about fourth or fifth on these early numbers. And you know, DeGrom striking out almost 30% he faces. Little hard contact. Everything lines up to just be outstanding. They have a team total of around 4 on the slate. Or no, 3.6, sorry. 295 for righties, 281 for lefties. So DeGrom, very solid there. And then you go to a guy like Chris Sale, 12,300 at the New York Yankees. Now it gets interesting because he's at home, which is nice. He's got the short porch and right. He's facing a Yankees team that has a ton of power. At the same time, they strike out about 20% of the time. I think that number is going to keep going up. You know, Stanton's second 5K game of the season, but he can also hit two homers at a moment's notice. Sale striking out over 36% that he faces. It's a GPP type play because the upside is tremendous. Lefty's 240, righty's 260 off of Sale, but it's the Yankees, so what do you do? Then you look at a guy like Steven Strasburg. Now you drop down $1,500 from Sale to Strasburg for $10,800 at home against the Atlanta Braves. And Strasburg's coming off a rocky start against the Mets, where he had 6 innings, 5 hits, 4 earned, 2 homers, struck out 6. The bright side, he's thrown 12 in the third innings this year. He struck out 13, so I do like that quite a bit. He was filthy at Cincinnati this year, facing a Braves team that does know him quite well. We'll get into that in the BVP department. But he's still, you know, and they don't strike out a ton. Only 16% to start the year. Again, small sample size. Take it with a grain of salt. But these Braves, they have the best offense in all of baseball. Max Scherzer shut them down. He struck them out plenty. He had a complete game shutout. Looked absolutely amazing. So Strasburg could easily go out there and throw very, very well. He's striking out almost 29% that he faces. The Braves team total is the lowest on the slate at 3.06. Lefty's 263, righty's 254. So you get that $1,500 drop from Chris Sale, $1,600 from DeGrom. To go to Steven Strasburg is pretty darn nice, but that also might be the thing everybody wants to do. So you got to kind of pick your poison. Like last night, I was shocked how low the Zach Golley was owned. People paid up a little more than I thought, or they just completely let go of everybody. You go down to a guy like Luis Severino, 10-5 at the Boston Red Sox on the road in Boston. But Severino's coming off of a couple great starts. He's 26.9, 28.4 against Tampa at Toronto. He struck out 7 in both games. Ground ball to fly ball, 14 ground balls to 2 fly balls his last start against Tampa Bay. That is outstanding. Now he's going into Boston, facing a Boston team that does not strike out. It's the thing they did all last year, and they're starting it off again this year. Now there's no Xander Bogaerts, which helps a ton. You might get Brock Holt, or they called up Lynn, who, if you listen to the podcast last year, we used Lynn a ton. That's like a $2,200 shortstop throughout the season. Won't use him tonight, most likely, but he's out there. But Severino at 10-5 is very interesting just for the matchup. It's going to be real dicey. Upside's tremendous. I like him a little more at home than on the road, but you never know. A 3.73 total for the Red Sox, 284 lefties, 237 righties. So Severino could be a very nice GPP play because, honestly, I think Sale and Severino out of this big five, we got one more to get to, are going to be the lowest owned because of the matchup against Boston and New York that you have to worry about. The last one of these big five is Carlos Martinez coming home to face the Milwaukee Brewers. Carlos, $10,100, coming off a masterful 8 1/3, 4 hits, no more than 10 strikeouts at Milwaukee. 38.6 DraftKings points. Before that, he pitched at the Mets, got beat up, 5.2 DraftKings points. So it's kind of like, which one's going to show up? A, he pitches much, much better at home. So that start in Milwaukee was very, very good to see. Like, really, really good to see. 10-5 ground ball to fly ball in that matchup. So 20 of his 25 outs were either Ks or ground balls, which is outstanding. A couple things I'm going to be slightly concerned, but not like, not going to play him. Why? 114 pitches his last time out. That's a big bump. He has 24 more pitches that start than he did against the Mets. And it's only the second start of the year. So you got to wonder how much he's got in the tank. But he has pitched really, really well at home in his career. And Milwaukee just saw him. That's sometimes a concern, but he knows them very well. Milwaukee, the reason you like to target them, they're striking out 30% of the time to start the year. And they were one of the biggest strikeout teams all of last season. So this is a big target here when you're looking at Milwaukee. Carmart is a very solid play at 10-1. The Milwaukee team totals 3.32, fourth lowest. Lefties do hit 330, righties 265. So you worry about guys like Eric Thames and a few others in that lineup. But overall, no Christian Yelich now. That helps tremendously with the left-handed options. It's a very solid play. So when I go over the top five, you got DeGrom, Sale, Stras, Severino, Carmart. The way I'm going to rank them and it is going to be DeGrom 1, Strasburg 2, Carmart 3. Carmart might be the best, but I have him 3rd just because he's priced the lowest. I think he'll get the higher ownership per se just because you have Coors on the slate and there are some other really good bats you're going to want to target. So people are going to want to save money and still say, hey, I got an ace. So it's like it's one of those things. If you can find a way to get a DeGrom in your lineup, you might be way ahead of that game. Like Scherzer last night wasn't nearly as high owned. Well, I didn't think he would be if he listened to the pod yesterday, but that's the kind of stuff that can pay off. At the same time, you never know what's going to happen. If you don't want to pay up, you don't have to pay up. But the way I rank them again, DeGrom, Strasburg, Seymour, then you got Sale, Severino, and it's going to be a fun five up top, but it gets even better. If you got just below 10K, I could double up right here and just be content. I could stay down here all day. You got a guy like Patrick Corbin at $9,500. I've been on the Patrick Corbin bandwagon last year. People are jumping on this year. We were all over him in his last start against the Dodgers, where he went 7 1/3, one hit, no earned, 12 strikeouts for 43.3 points. That's outstanding. Start before that against Colorado, 24 DraftKings points. Corbin is very, very good. He got the price bump because he's been 7K, 73. He's up to 95 at the San Francisco Giants. We saw what Zach Godley did last night. Pure filth. We were all over him, all over Zach Godley. I am a diehard Giants fan, born and raised. I will tell you, it's going to be fun targeting them more often than not this year. If you listen, last year, we found days to use them, many days to avoid them. And this is the day to avoid them because Corbin is pure filth. If they hit Corbin, then there might be a good season coming by the Bay. But his stuff is great. He's using a slider almost more than anybody in all of baseball. He's getting a ton of ground balls. Like, if you look at against the Dodgers, he had 22 total outs. 19 of them were by K or ground ball. Against Colorado, he had 18 total outs, 16 of them by K or ground ball. Those are great, great stats you want to see with your pitcher. Massive ground ball to fly ball. Big-time K arm he's got going there with that slider. He's facing a Giants team that's actually striking out about almost 22% of the time versus lefties, which is a big, big jump because they weren't a big strikeout team last year. And they've altered a lot of the lineup. There's a lot of pieces moving around. So that's big to look at. And I mentioned that ground ball rate's almost 51% for Corbin. That's just amazing. Giants team total is 3-6. Lefties 270. Righties 344. They will pack a bunch of righties in that lineup. So, anything can happen. But at that ballpark, at night, great matchup. Somehow he's a dog in this matchup against Tyler Beattie. I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I'd look heavily into Corbin, at least Corbin first five, just throwing that out there. But I like him a lot at 95. We're going to be on him a ton this year unless something just completely unravels with him. $9,100, you get the one and only Dallas Keuchel. Talk about a price dump. He's been off to a rough start. Last outing, 5 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, only 3 Ks. Getting the ground ball to fly balls we want, 9-4, his first start 12-3, so that's great, but he's not getting a ton of strikeouts. Giving up a few hits, he's only averaging 10.3 points per start. Going up against a Minnesota team that's got a lot of right-handed thump, but they strike out almost 24% of the time. So that's something you really want to see. I mentioned the ground ball is tremendous. Minnesota's team total, 3-8, lefties 218, righties 291 off Keuchel. You could go a Corbin Keuchel for all I care. You can go Seymour Corbin. You can go one of the top guys, Corbin. Just get creative with your bats, but I don't mind Keuchel at all at 91. The last guy above 7K I'll mention here is Sean Manaea at $7,800. He's been outstanding. We've been on this bandwagon late last year, into this year. Coming off a 25-point performance, 8 innings, 1 earned, 4 Ks against the Texas Rangers. He has 11 Ks and 15 and 2/3. He's gone 7 and 2/3 and 8 in his two starts. Decent ground ball to fly ball. And he's going to face the Dodgers in LA, which, yes, it's the Dodgers. But two things. Manaea gets to face a pitcher instead of the DH, which is a nice upgrade for him. The Dodgers are striking out almost 30% of the time versus lefties right now. Again, small sample. Still, that's very, very, very interesting to look at. No Justin Turner, which is always a big threat against lefties. They do have some thump. There's no hiding that, but they haven't really busted out of the shell yet. So it's something to keep attacking until that Dodgers lineup wakes up. It's kind of how they did it last year. They started really slow. Then they got things moving. Their team total is only 3.9, lower half on the slate. Lefties 258, righties 333. I'll go back to the Sean Manaea well tonight. At $7,800, that price tag is very nice. I like a Manaea Corbin combo or a Manaea up top combo. I could definitely get behind those. So in this mid price range here, I got Corbin 1, Manaea 2, Keuchel 3. Down below, yesterday I named off a handful of guys down below that I really liked. And, some nights I like them a lot. Some nights it's very, very tricky. This is one of the tricky ones. I'm not trusting Ryu. Skaggs at 74 is okay, but we're going below 7 now. I look at Mike Foltynewicz. I talked about him on last night's Bench with Bubba with Mike Werner from FWFB. It's available on all your listening platforms at the moment, so go check that out. We talked about Mike Foltynewicz. And he's a guy that I never seem to get right. I just can't do it, but he's looked great in his first two starts. I've sat and watched the start versus Philadelphia, went 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 7 Ks for 17.7. His last start out was against Washington, where he went 5 1/3, 4 hits, 1 earned, 8 Ks. He's got for 25.8 points. He's averaging almost 22 points. The thing I like the most is he's really got the velocity going. He's got the location going. And he's striking out a ton of guys. And that's one thing you really want to look at on these lower-priced guys. You want the K upside. Now, Washington doesn't strike out a ton, 19% on the year. But again, he just struck him out eight times. Lefties are what you're worried about with the Nats. The Nats team total is 4-4-4. It's the fifth highest right now. It's actually the fourth highest on the night slate. Righties 311, but lefties 373. So it is a concern. You got Bryce Harper. You got Adam Eaton. If he starts, he was out last night again. There's no Daniel Murphy to worry about. There's not nearly the lefty scare you had. There's no Miguel Montero. He's on paternity leave unless he comes back today. The lefties aren't really there in this lineup. It's a righty-heavy lineup. We've seen Fulte get blown up by a hole. You could probably put 25 right-handers against him, and they'll still blow him up from time to time. This just looks like a different Fulte. We talked about it, like I said, last night. He's very young still. He's entering his prime. Like, he maybe figured it out finally. And it's something to keep an eye on. So at $6,600 against a national team that no one likes to pitch against, he's a good GPP angle. All these guys below 7K all have the blow-up potential, but they all have that upside to really bring you through. And again, if you've listened so far, you listened last year, we attack this bottom tier. And really, more often than not, we find some gems in here. And, you know, you're going to get your blow-up, so you will find the gem. And Fulte could be that at 66. Cam Smith is a golfer, but Caleb Smith... sorry, PGA DFS pod, always pressing last night. I got Cam Smith on the brain. He's in the 9K range, if you're curious. Good finish at the Masters. But we're talking baseball. Caleb Smith, left-hander for the Miami Marlins. $5,100. We're going bargain basement hunting. And that's kind of, you know, when I don't like the bottom tier, we're just going to shoot for the moon and go down low. And he's had two completely different starts. His last start at Philly, tough place to pitch in. 3 innings, 3 earned, 6 walks, 4 Ks, had no control. But a start prior to that at home against the Cubbies, 5 1/3, 4 hits, 1 earned, which is a solo homer. 3 walks, still not great, but 8 strikeouts. 21.8 points. He was $4,900 that day. He's $5,100 today pitching at home. If the roof's open, it's going to be a good environment. It's going to be warm and humid again. But he has an upside. We mentioned Jose Urena yesterday. Wasn't horrible. Wasn't great, but wasn't horrible. For his price tag, he was good. And you're facing a Mets team that strikes out 26.7% of the time versus lefties. Something to keep an eye on. Like, Suspedes terrifies me. Crushes lefties. Yeah, guys like Flores that can crush lefties. But overall, not the world beaters they once were. So Caleb Smith at 5,100, very, very intriguing. You got to get the walks down. That's the biggest concern. You have a 4-4-1 total. It's like 6th or 7th on the slate. Lefties 350, righties 349. So it is terrifying, but 5,100 does have upside. Last but not least, I just want to mention him because I know him a bit. Tyler Beattie's making his MLB debut tonight at $5,000. He's one of the top prospects, if not the top pitching prospect for the San Francisco Giants. And he's really, really good, but it's a first start, so you don't know what you're going to get. It's one of those question marks. The couple things I'll mention is he does have okay K upside. It's the D-backs, but it's 5K, and that's why I kind of want to take the gamble at 5K. So keep an eye on Beattie if you want to go there. So down below, I got Fulte 1, Caleb Smith 2, Beattie 3. So recapping your pitching real quick before we attack the bats tonight. You got DeGrom 1, Strauss 2, C-Mart 3. I actually kind of like C-Mart the most. Price per point wise, but I think it'll be chalky there. You got Sale 4, Severino 5. A lot of big time arms on the mound tonight. In the middle tier, I absolutely love Patrick Corbin. If you want Corbin to be your number one overall to save some cash, but upside, I'm in. Corbin, Manaea, Keuchel, and then down below, Fulte, Smith, Beattie. So there are some options. If you want to mix Fulte in with some of the guys up top, you'll still have money for bats. There are ways to attack the slate when you're building. Before we get into the bats, let me talk to you about Draft. It is a great new way to play fantasy sports. You pick your team, you draft in under 5 minutes, snake draft format, no duplicate players, not like DraftKings, FanDuel, all those, where you know you could have a lot of the same guys, you're worried about ownership percentages. You don't worry about it. You're the only one that owns them. It's a great format. I absolutely love it. I've been very successful to start the season out. You don't have the big pots like you do on DraftKings. That's what scares some people away, but it's a ton of fun. You draft, you sit back, you watch it go. There's head-to-heads, three-man, six-man, ten-man. There's all kinds of price points. There's a lot of different formats. There's dream teams. There's pitchers only, hitters only. There's a couple that if you win your today, you advance to the next round. There's a bunch of different formats to go to. So if you want to try it out, use promo code SDSports when you make your first deposit. You'll get entry into a free $3 tournament. It's a pretty good deal. SD Sports. Hey, and if you don't like it, they'll refund you up to $100 and you'll call it good. It's that simple. But go give it a try. Check out Draft in your app store or online at draft.com and use promo code SD Sports for entry into a free $3 tournament. Now, let's get back to some bats on tonight's 12-game slates. And with all those good pitchers we talked about, bats might be a little tricky to find. So you got Coors. Chris Iannetta, 4,100 versus the lefty Lucchesi. We mentioned him yesterday as a great option. He went deep. Lucchesi's a very good young arm. First time in Coors is never a good thing. Never. I'm less than 5% success rate. I'm just off the top of my head. Doesn't end well. So Iannetta at 41, if you can pay up, yes, is a very solid play. If you're fading, Corbin Posey at 38 will be a good play. He does hit lefties well. Hits everybody well. And righties are the ones to attack Corbin. So Posey at 38 could be in play. But you look at a guy like Russell Martin, 3,600 versus Andrew Trashner in Baltimore. Trashner somehow keeps getting it done. I will never use him. But Martin at 36 could be in play for you there. My probably top guy, if you're not going all the way up, is Yadier Molina at $3,600 at home against the lefty Brent Suter. Yadier's off to a really, really good start to the year yet again. And when you're looking at the Cardinals on tonight's action, they have a total of 4.2, lefties 225, righties 339 off Brent Suter. So Yadier at 36 is very, very good. The farther down you look, you got like a Travis d'Arnaud at 34 versus Caleb Smith. If d'Arnaud gets the start, not a horrible option there. Jorge Alfaro maybe 33 versus Homer Bailey. Bailey's been hit and miss. Playing in Philadelphia tonight against Aaron Nola is a good matchup for the Phils. They have a 4-4 total, lefties 364, righties 375 off Homer Bailey, so Alfaro could be in play in that matchup. If you want a cheap Coors option, you get Austin Hedges of the Padres. He's having a pretty decent year. He's $3,200 against Tyler Anderson of the Colorado Rockies. 4-7 total for the Padres, lefties 307, righties 359. It's almost like even if you're not stacking him and you want a piece of Coors, you got to play Hedges at $3,200. That's crazy cheap for a Coors bat in that matchup. The farther down you look, you're going to find a few values here and there, like a John Lucroy at 3K versus Hyungjin Ryu. Ryu has been beat up this year. There's already talks of him possibly losing his spot in the rotation. Lefties 404, righties 319 off Ryu to start the year. So Lucroy is interesting. If you want to save some cash, Robinson Chirinos against Tyler Skaggs at $2,900. A, it's in Texas where the ball does fly a ton. They have a 4-3-5 total, lefties 300, righties 333. So Chirinos against Tyler Skaggs is a very good upside play with a lot of power at $2,900. I don't mind that at all in that matchup. The farther down you look, my boy Tucker Barnhart, he's 28 versus Nola. You want lefties versus Nola. I don't like fading Nola a ton, but he's there if you need him. Other than that, check your lineups and see what pops up. There'll usually be another sneaky one or two. Let's go to the first base position. You got Desmond at home at 5,200. He's first base outfield. He went deep yesterday, so he is in play. A guy like Justin Smoke, $4,700 versus Trashner. Lefties 322, righties 298 off Trashner. Blue Jays 4-3 total on the slate. Not a bad look there. Carlos Santana against Homer Bailey at 45, definitely in play. Freddie Freeman at 44 versus Strasburg. Don't hate it. Will be low owned. Joey Votto. Got it done for us last night. Didn't like light the world on fire, but put up 10 DraftKings points at $4,200. Dirt cheap. Gotta love that from Votto. After Votto, you look at guys like Hosmer and Coors at 41. That price jumped. Not ideal, but it's there. Buster Posey, you mentioned him already at $3,800. So Marwin Gonzalez at 37. Odorizzi's got reverse splits. Righties hit better than him than lefties, but Marwin at 37 has got some upside for you there. If you're fading C-Mart, Eric Thames, $3,600 is in play as well. Maybe Ryan McMahon finally gets a start for the Rockies. Probably not, but he's first base, second base at 3,400. He brings a little bit of upside in that matchup. Now, if you want to fade Chris Sale, you got Tyler Austin, right-handed power going up against Sale at 3,300. He might strike out four times, but maybe he runs into one. Something to think about in that matchup. One that I like a lot, he went deep yesterday. He's having quietly a good season. Like, here's his game log, 17, 9, 3, 14. That's his last 3, 8. That's his last five or six games. $3,200, Albert Pujols, in that band box that is Texas, facing Martin Perez. The Angels have one of the highest totals on the slate at 465, third highest on the slate. Lefties 287, righties 365. So Albert Pujols at $3,200 in the middle of that lineup is a gigantic value in that matchup. So keep an eye on Pujols. That could be an intriguing play there. Trey Mancini at 32, always got some upside, especially if he's hitting towards the top of that order. Another guy I like, Lucas Duda, $3,100 against King Felix. Duda, you know, has already gone deep twice this year. He's been very, very hit and miss, but for $3,100 facing Mr. Felix Hernandez, lefty's hitting 354, righty's 331. So Duda at 31. There's some nice sneaky value here at first base. I don't mind at all if you need to save some cash or when you're paying up for pitching or you want to save it for some other bats. This could be a nice place to target here. Like with Pujols or Duda, I can get behind those two big time. A guy like Chris Davis from Baltimore against Aaron Sanchez at 3K. Davis has been pretty bad, but you know that power upside's there. If you want to go that route, I'd probably pay up a little higher, but he's there if you need him. Other than that, maybe Daniel Descalso gets a start against Tyler Beede. That's a big time option, actually. He's been playing a lot at third base. He's first base, third base eligible for Arizona. He's $2,900. He's a guy to look at. If you're fading DeGrom, you got Justin Bour at 29. Vogelbach against the lefty is not ideal. He's $2,800. We like him the other way around against the righty. But definitely some value down there at first base besides the big boys up top. Second base, you got Jose Altuve at 5,400. He's going to play every day, especially against a reverse splits guy like Odorizzi. Something to keep in mind there. You got LeMahieu and Coors. Robbie Cano versus a lefty, still not a deal breaker, but you go to Zach Cozart, crushing the baseball, second base, third base eligible, $4,500, facing the lefty Martin Perez. Very nice spot there for Cozart. Remember, the Angels are the third highest total on the slate tonight, so Cozart definitely in play at $4,500. Another guy, Brian Dozier. If you're not using Dallas Keuchel, Dozier absolutely destroys left-handed pitching. Keuchel obviously isn't your regular lefty, but he's been getting hit around this year. There's no sugarcoating that. He's been getting hit around quite a bit this year. And lefties hit 291 against him compared to 218 for righties. Or lefties 218, righties 291. So there's something to keep an eye on there. Dozier at 44, big time upside in that matchup. Guy like Cesar Hernandez all the way up to $4,300, but he's been averaging over 9 points a game to start the season. Facing off against Homer Bailey is in play. Yonkervis Solarte, $3,900, second base shortstop eligible versus Kashner. I do like that quite a bit as well. Some definite upside in that matchup. You go down a little farther if you want to fade Strasburg. Ozzie Albies, 35. Probably not, but maybe. Ketel Marte, second base shortstop, especially if he's batting like second in that lineup like he has been doing. $3,500 for Tyler Beede. I don't hate that at all. It does have a little bit of upside there. Get on. Because if Beede gets beat up, he's going to have an impact there. You got Scope at 34, Kingery at 34, hit his first career home run last night. We were all over that. I was pretty pumped on that one. Farther down, you got like Whit Merrifield, 3,300, is not horrible. Asdrubal Cabrera, switch hit versus Caleb Smith at 33, does have a nice little ring to it. Scooter Gennett, again, it's Aaron Nola, but you want lefties versus Nola. Lefties versus Nola is what you're looking for when you look at Cincinnati. Where'd you go? Second lowest total on the slate. Lefty's 314, righty's 272. So Scooter Jeanette's only $3,200. Hits about fourth or fifth in that lineup. Does bring a little bit of upside there for you in that matchup. The farther down you go, like a Johnny VR at 29 versus Carmart's okay. Derek Dietrich at 29, I don't mind at all. He just continues to get the job done. So at that price tag, he definitely stands out. Wilmer Flores, if he cracks the lineup, he's batting cleanup on Sunday against a lefty. He's second base, third base eligible. He's $2,900. So, you know, he's not off to a great start, but career-wise, hits lefties really, really well. Could be a little coming-out moment for Flores today in that matchup. Other than that, you might want to check your lineup. Somebody will pop up like they do every night, so keep an eye on that. But interesting plays at second base. A lot more, you know, middle-to-up price guys to keep an eye on, that's for sure. Now let's head over to the third base position. Obviously, Arenado let Mini down last night with 2 points, but you go back to that Will at 5,500 against Lucchesi tonight, another lefty on the mound. Coors, Josh Donaldson, big, big grand slam last night. He's crushing the baseball. He started at first base last night, so pretty soon we're going to get a Donaldson probably first base, third base eligible. He's 4,800 bucks against Cashner. Don't hate that at all. Again, Zach Cozart at 45. Manny Machado, I've been loving him. I've been playing him. He's third base shortstop eligible. Went deep again last night, hitting 326, 980 OPS to start the year. Crushing the baseball, 4,500 bucks against Sanchez. I do like him quite a bit again tonight. Mikel Franco, he's okay. He had a good night again last night. 4,200 bucks versus Homer Bailey. He only had 5 points actually last night, but still playing really well. But I'm not going to go that route per se. You got like Christian Villanueva and Coors for 4K is okay against the lefty. Anderson is still not ideal. Miguel Sano at 39 is very intriguing. He's starting out the year really well with a ton of power. Facing Keuchel, again, a guy that hits lefties really, really well. So I don't hate that at all at 3,900 bucks. There's some value there with Miguel Sano. Matt Chapman at 38 versus Hung Jin Ryu. Definitely on the radar in that matchup. Rafael Devers at 37 versus Severino if you want to fade that direction. He is in play, but I got like another value here, Todd Frazier, 3,600 bucks against the lefty Caleb Smith. Last three games for Todd Father, 6, 14, 11, so he's swinging the bat pretty well. He's stealing bases. There's a lot to like here in this matchup for Smith for the Todd Father at 3,600 bucks, definite value. Travis Shaw, you want lefties versus Carmart if you're going to go that rate. Shaw's 3,500, so I'm going to keep an eye on that matchup. Another value play I absolutely love. We wanted right-handed bats versus Tyler Skaggs. You got Adrian Beltre at 3,200 bucks. I keep saying how cheap he is. Again, here's his game logs, guys. Like, this is ridiculous for the price tag. He's been 3,200 bucks or less for a while. 7, 7, 13, 12, 0, 5, 0, 2, 7, 7. So he had a little rough spot in the middle, but 7s are better in almost 6 of 8 games, I believe it was, and in 4 straight. And he's 3,200 bucks versus Tyler Skaggs. I love Beltre. That's value. You can get Beltre at third and Pujols at first for 3,200 each. The geriatric crew it is, but man, that value, that upside in that ballpark. When you look at the Angels-Rangers game, when I pull it up right here, it's totals 9. It's second to Coors at 10. It's the only other one above 8.5 on the entire slate. So it's definitely a game you want to target. Like I said earlier, the Angels have the third highest total on the slate tonight, and the Rangers have like the 6th or 7th. So definitely upside in that matchup to be looking at. Kyle Seager against lefties, 3,200. He does hit lefties pretty well, so don't be scared off there. Another nice value, Mike Moustakas, 3,200 bucks versus King Felix. Guy to keep an eye on. Moustakas had a big night last night. 3 for 5, 2 runs scored, a double, a homer, 3 of his 28 DraftKings points. We know he can blow up at a moment's notice. He's in a good spot tonight at 3,200 versus King Felix. So some nice value here to build your lineups around if you're not going the big boy route. And this will give you a chance to get some big pitchers in your lineup, so something to keep an eye on. Farther down you go at the third base position, Eduardo Escobar against Keuchel at 32 is okay. Brian Anderson versus DeGrom at 32 is okay. He keeps getting it done. It's not pretty, but he keeps getting it done, especially against bullpens. So someone to keep an eye on. Other than that, like Evan Longoria is down to 2,900 versus Patrick Corbin. Down to the Scalzo, 2,900. Wilmer Flores, 2,900. There's a couple guys, like three guys there you can throw darts at and see if it hits, but there is upside there if you need it. Shortstop position, Carlos Correa at 51 is in play. Trevor Story at 47, definitely in play, hitting cleanup against the lefty and Coors, 7 points last night. Should be in for an interesting night again tonight. You know, it's a lot of strikeout potential, but also that upside big boy stuff. Machado at 45, I love. Didi Gregorius, I like a lot all year. He's 44, he hits lefties really well, but Chris Sale's not your average lefty, so probably better places to go. It's a great GPP play because no one's going to own him. But probably better places like Solarte at 39 or Paul DeJong. 3,900 bucks versus the lefty suitor. Like this one a lot. He went a little bit of a funk there after that nice run he was on, but he had 8 points on Sunday against Milwaukee. I think it's a good bounce back spot for him. He, in the last series at Milwaukee, 8-5-26. Had a good week in there facing Suter in this matchup. I do like him a lot at 3,900 bucks. Does bring some nice upside to the table in this matchup. Elvis Andrus, 3,600 versus the lefty Skaggs. Very, very nice spot there. I like that quite a bit as well. Some nice value to be had there. Other than that, Marcus Semien versus the lefty Ryu at 32. That does have some upside to it. Ahmed Rosario at 31 versus Smith. So again, some nice lower end value. You can look at if Pat Vileka cracks the lineup for Colorado again against the lefty Lucchesi. He's $2,900. Sure, he plays first base for the Rockies, but he's shortstop eligible on DraftKings. So keep that in mind. Other than that, check your lines. B Cross, 27 against Corbin. He had a good night again last night. He's just too cheap. Outfield, you got Harper at 56. Oh no, Tehran got him for once. The world is ending. Another good spot for him against Fulte. Yeah, Mike Trout, absolutely love him at 5,500 versus Perez. Blackman, Hoskins, huge night last night. We were all over that. I like him again against Bailey. I liked him better against the lefty, but I still like him against Bailey at 54. It's not bad. Again, Desmond Winyard last night. You got Springer. Eaton, he's off. He's supposed to be able to return any day now. He's 5K. You know, you can play him if you want. He was on fire, but I kind of want to see how healthy he is before they bring him back out there. AJ Pollock is interesting at 49. I suspect if you're not using Smith, suspect us at 48 is a really good play. He's crushing it early this year, power wise, average wise, he sucks, but he's doing it with the long ball, already 3 on the year, and he hits lefties very, very well. So 4,800 for suspect is very intriguing. K with the Chris Davis at 47 with no DH. We're curious to see what they do with him. He can play defense. I'm not saying he can't. Just be interesting to see how they do it. Carlos Gonzalez at 46 versus Lucchesi. You get Aaron Judge for the whopping price of 4,500 versus Chris Sale. Giancarlo Stanton, 44 versus Chris Sale, if you want to go that route. JD Martinez at 44 versus Severino. Man, people are going to be flocking to these price tags. And it's one or two is going to pay along the slate. There's that many good pitchers. They're not all going to throw gems. Yasiel Puig at 44 versus Manaea, definitely upside there in that matchup. Joey Gallo versus Skaggs. I know it's lefty-lefty, so the ownership will be low, but he's $4,300. You're going to get Angels bullpen involved. He's on a 10, 16, and 17, three straight double-digit point production games. He's hitting 224. He's getting the job done. So he's got to keep an eye on at 4,300, first base outfield eligible. He can get to Skaggs, and he can also get to the bullpen, so keep that in mind. A guy I like a lot that hits lefties well, Justin Upton, $4,300 for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. So if you're kind of catching my drift here, you can save a boatload of cash on Coors and still get a great total of 9 stacking option in L.A. and Texas. You might want to go that direction if you want a big stack, or there's a ton of cheap one-offs all over the place. Farther down you look, Chris Taylor versus Manaea at 41. Yeah, it's okay. He's off to a slow start for the season. Manny Margot, if he's in the lineup, 3,900 versus Anderson is good in Coors. Nice value there. D. Gordon leading off at 3,800 is in play versus Skoglund. I know it's lefty-lefty, but it doesn't bother me because Skoglund usually doesn't go too deep into games. Odubel Herrera at 3,800 versus Bailey is very solid in that matchup. Nice lefty in that ballpark versus Homer Bailey. Marcelo Ozuna, way too cheap. $3,700 for Suter, way, way too cheap. When we're talking St. Louis, they have a team total of 4-2, lefties 225, righties 339 versus Suter. We're going to have some nice options here. So one of them is Marcelo Ozuna. Mentioned Marwin Gonzalez already. Adam Jones at 36 is intriguing against Aaron Sanchez. Jose Perel at 36 and Hunter Renfro at 36, both in Coors, if they crack their lineups. Mitch Haniger at 36 versus the lefty Skoglund is a very good price. Very good option there. Seattle, their team total is 4-3. Lefties 382, righties 441 off Skoglund. So a guy like Mitch Haniger, big time upside. You got Gene Segura at shortstop. Nice options there for the M's. The farther down you go, you got Andrew McCutchen. He's heating up. He's 3,500. I'm not trying to target Corbin, but he is heating up a little bit, hitting better of late. So keep an eye on him at 3,500. But then you get guys like Tommy Pham. He's 3,400 versus Suter. Love that play. Absolutely love it. Too cheap. Way too cheap. Inciarte versus Strasburg at 33 for GPPs. I could get Curtis Granderson versus Andrew Cashner at $3,300. Nice value there. The Grandy man, you know, he's hot, cold, he's got the power, he can flash. He had 13 points yesterday, 13, 5, 0, 8, 19, 7 in his last 6. So 5 or more in 5 of his last 6, he's 3,300 versus Cashner. I can dig that. I can dig that as a value play. The farther down you go, like Grichik's okay, Mancini's okay. You look at guys like Byron Buxton at 32, could be interesting on tonight's slate. Dexter Fowler, not as ideal. Let's see what else we got going here. There's going to be some more. Nick Markakis, 30K is okay. I guess that's about it. There will be some that pop up throughout, like Preston Tucker's, Cameron Maybin's. There's some interesting ones there. There's one I didn't mention earlier, and I need to find him because he might not have outfield eligibility anymore. Oh, no, he's day-to-day. That's why I passed over him. But first base outfield eligible, if he's in the St. Louis lineup, Jose Martinez, $3,400, is another nice, cheap value. He's one of those bad luck guys, quote-unquote. Hits the ball really, really hard, but it's not falling everywhere. He's still hitting 278 with two homers on the year. So $3,400 versus Suter is definitely in play. So there you have it. Lots and lots and lots of options for you to check out. Recapping your pitching up top, DeGrom, Strauss, Seamart, Sale, Severino in that order. Middle, Corbin, Manaea, Keuchel. Down below, Folty, Smith, Beedy. When you're stacking, it's the usual suspects. You got Coors Field in play. But then remember, Angels, Rangers, very tempting. You could go Nationals. You could go Phillies. Don't mind those. I like the idea of some of the lefties versus Cashner from Toronto. I like the righties versus Scotland, Segura, Haniger, maybe Zanino behind the dish and some other options there. See what the lineup brings out. There are some definite targets. The Royals, you get Moustakas super cheap versus Felix. Merrifield is cheap there. So definite option. Cardinals, righties versus Suter hitting 339. Another angle to play there. So some really good options to look at. That you can get away from the big guns and still get some good pitching in play. Don't mind it at all. Let's look at your BVP as we wrap it up on your 12-game slate. Benintendi, 6-for-14, the double and two homers off of Luis Severino. Chris Davis, 8-for-21, two doubles, four home runs off Aaron Sanchez. I mentioned he was cheap. He can run into one or two. He's had good success against Aaron Sanchez, so keep that in mind. If you want a GPP value that might be extremely low owned. If Brian Goodwin cracks the lineup for the Nationals, 5-for-8, double two homers off Folty. Trey Turner's taking him deep. Harper's taking him deep. So has Anthony Rendon. Freddie Freeman. I told you his GPP is very good versus Steven Strasburg. 15-for-40. It's a .375 average. Four doubles, four home runs. Markakis, 9-for-28, two doubles and a homer. So a couple nice little tidbits there. But Freeman has hit him well. Adam Duvall, 3-for-6, double and a homer versus Nola. Justin Bour, 6-for-12, with a double and a homer versus DeGrom. Another cheap below 3K option if you want to GPP it. Justin Upton, 3-for-5 with a homer off Martin Perez. Martin Maldonado, 4-for-7 with two doubles. Cheap catcher if you need him. Some other options. Valbuena, 7-for-23. Trout, 6-for-24. Brian Dozier, 5-for-11 with a double and a homer off Keuchel. Eduardo Escobar and Lomo will also take him deep. Brian McCann, 13-for-28, three doubles, a triple, three home runs off Jake Odorizzi, 464. There's a nice, interesting, sneaky catcher option. We mentioned how I like Yadier Molina versus Suter, 4-for-7 with two home runs and a double. Jose Martinez, 2-for-5 with a homer, so there's small samples, but success. Against Carmart, the Brew Crew, you got guys like Shaw, Thames, Domingo Santana, and Johnny VR have all taken him deep. Merrifield and Moustakas have taken Felix deep. Not a whole lot BVP-wise. Okay, Hunter Pence, 15-for-33, four doubles, triple, four homers off Corbin. Brandon Crawford, 8-for-25, double, triple, two homers. Posey, 12-for-41, two doubles. So decent samples there. AJ Pollock, 3-for-7. Oh, that's Cueto because Beedy's supposed to be getting the start. Beedy's supposed to be getting the start. They were meeting last night and talking about us. We're on the impression BD's getting the starts. Keep that in mind. So there you have it. 12-game slate in the books. One of the bigger ones we've had on the season. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Just dropped Bench with Bubba episode 85 with Mike Warner from friendswithfantasybenefits.com. He also writes on Fangraphs, Baseball HQ. Does a lot of great stuff. You've probably heard him or read his work. Talked a lot of fantasy baseball. Some good stuff to check out there. Bench with Bubba, episode 85. Also, myself, Bucks, and Jesse wrapped up the RBC Heritage Always Pressing PGA DFS Pod. We recapped the Masters. A great weekend in Augusta. And get you ready for your DraftKings lineups for this weekend's PGA action. There will be more. We have the power rankings from DD Jayhoff. We're out there. Major League Power Rankings. Go check those out. Tell us what you agree with, disagree with. Have a civil conversation. Check out the Sports Degen Slack chat if you want to get any help with any sports, season-long, DFS. Just want to talk sports, betting, whatever you want. We cover it all in there. But again, hit me up on Twitter at BDIntric with your questions. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com. go check out Draft in your app store or online at draft.com. Use promo code SD Sports for entry into a free $3 tournament. But good luck on tonight's 12-game slate. Should be a fun one. Lots of angles to go at. And I'll catch you guys later. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.